diamonds individually. If we don't love it, we don't buy it. While most competitors buy parcels, we don't. That keeps us from bad diamonds that tie up.
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
There is one call ahead of you.
RDI Diamonds does.
RDI Diamonds in New York, this is Scott. Can I help you?
Hey, Scott. Tony from Bobble's Jewelry. How are you?
Mr. Tony, if I was any better, I'd be you.
Oh, wow. Jesus, that's nice to hear that.
How about that?
How's everything going?
Good, good. How are things in Linfield?
Not bad. You know, working away. Running around liking that, but, you know, it's okay.
Could always be worse, right? If you weren't running, you'd be disappointed.
It's busy. I'm busy. Good. It's crazy.
Good.
I'm all over the place. But, you know, it's okay.
Good.
You know, start
like
early every day, and I don't have the energy you young people have, but I keep going.
I may sound young. I'm not really young.
Why, how old are you?
I'm
like you're 45 years old, maybe. Top.
Oh, you're close. You are close. I am going to be 58 in September.
Wow.
And I have a 13-year-old because there's something wrong with me.
You have a very young voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Is the blonde bombshell in?
Let me see if I can. No, she's here. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her to talk. Have a good one, buddy. Yep.
You too. Nice talking to you, Scott.
Teach you my friend.
And just one time-saving call.
RDI Diamond sales professionals are eager to help you in every way possible to make sure you get the diamonds you need overnight for free with pricing that allows you to make a profit.
Your call is very important to us. Please continue to hold.
Have you checked out our You, Me, We program? Did I say our program? I should say your program. Hundreds of stores have found it to be the...
Hi, Tones. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. What's going on? What are you doing?
Same old crap. Working away.
Working away.
Fucking balls off.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing, right?
Yes.
All right. I sold the larger graduated.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to pay for that right away to get my discount because she bought it.
Yep.
Do those come in labs?
In lab grown?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not calling you on that stuff. I'm just returning your call.
Hang on a minute. Let me look real quick. The graduated, you want to know.
Honor, okay. Thank you. Oh, V, hold on. I'll only be in early tomorrow. I have my high school reunion. So it's going to be you, Donna, and Monet tomorrow. I'll be in and out, but I'll be back to that. I'm just coming in the morning. So be careful. And then, V, Monday? I may need you to work Monday a little bit if you need to. We're so busy. I'll talk to you back. Make sure the door's locked.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Yeah, I have those in lab grown that graduated.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Just at some point get me a price on them.
Yeah, what do you want to know? I got them in front of me. A 10 carat is $45.65.
Yeah. Small? I don't want any bigger than that.
Oh, a 7 carat is $35.70. Do you want me to send or no?
7 or the 10? How much was the 10 carat?
10 is $45.65.
I don't know. I'm going to buy one of them. I don't know which one.
You want me to
send
both? I'll send both and you can decide.
I'm only going to buy one.
I know. I heard you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Question.
Yes.
202 Oval. I don't know if you forgot about it, but it's from April.
I did. I found it yesterday. It's
okay,
come
I was getting
back.
Nervous. Okay, no problem.
So I found it. That's coming back.
Okay.
Sarah, I was going to send that and something else tomorrow, but
fine.
I have my 50th high school reunion tomorrow.
You're
I'm
kidding.
Getting fucking roped in. I fucking hate golf. Hey. go any farther.
Yeah.
How is Michael? My wife asked me Wednesday. I said, Donna.
Oh, really?
I haven't even fucking asked her.
Oh, doing okay, doing okay. Still tired.
What's the matter?
And stuff. No, no, still, you know, it's an adjustment. You know how, like, when you got your stuff going, you know, it's an adjustment.
I know, but I didn't have a heart attack.
I know.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know. So it's an adjustment.
Does he need to have any valves replaced?
No.
Or is it all stress related? It's probably all
stress. Yeah, and the new medications and stuff like that that they give you that makes you feel...
Is he on a blood test?
Yeah.
Sarah, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Make him do whatever it takes to get off of that.
Well, that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to take anything.
I understand, but Eloquist.
Really?
Just make sure he does. I have a friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I had a friend that died from it.
Oh.
And I have a friend that gets fucking bruises like you wouldn't believe. And he's on Eloquist. And he's on it the rest of his life because he had, I don't know if it was quadruple or triple bypass like 10
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Yeah.
And he was fine. Everything's good. But they put him on it and they kept him on it. And then he went into AFib.
Oh, no.
And they couldn't operate because the type of AFib he has, but he can live with it as long as he stays on Eloquist. Sarah, and I'm telling you the truth. And if he wants to talk to me,
yeah,
my friend, if you grabbed him and like gave him some pressure on his arm, he'd get fucking black and blues. I was with him in Florida about a year and a half ago, and he kind of hit his side on the doorknob. If he had, it was about the size of a tennis ball, black and blue. It's from Eloquist. I don't mean to scare him. A friend of mine fell down a flight of stairs, and he hit his head, and he thought he was fine.
Yeah.
Because he was on Eloquist, he did something in his brain and he died.
I know, you're joking.
He got a brain bleed.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to tell you, okay? I don't mean to. He's young. These people were young, too. My friend Chris, he was 58 years old.
Oh, young, yeah. That's all he is.
I'm just saying, I don't want to make the guy fucking paranoid, but you should... in a way, you know, address them and say, hey, do you know side effects of
Eloquist?
He
already wants to get off of them, but...
No, I'm sorry, he's got to be ready to...
Yeah.
You know, I was on it for over a year.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was, and I just did everything my doctor told me to do.
Yeah.
And my biggest thing is, you know, I had to lose weight, and I did.
Okay.
And I don't drink that much anymore. And
A lot of
doctors, I'm not saying all, they attribute heart attacks and AFib and all irregular heartbeats, they contribute that to alcohol. I don't know what your doctor thinks,
but... drink at all.
He doesn't?
No, nothing.
I don't know then. You know, you just do your best to get him off of it. Cause
it's
helpful, but it can, you know.
Yeah.
My doctor was giving me a hard time. He kept saying, you shouldn't be playing hard pickleball and this. And I'm like, Doc, I'm not going to change. And he said, and I did all those things.
Right.
And my heart rate was good. And he took me off it.
Oh.
But that's good.
What were your side effects from it, though?
I don't know what his problem. Huh?
What were your side effects from it, though? Did you feel tired or anything?
I did. No. And I got off of it. No, I felt good. You know, for me, I don't know what he's been checked for. I don't know if he has an irregular heartbeat. I don't know if he's, you know, has a, you know. You know, you got to, you know, if his heart rate goes up and down, if it's down, he's going to be exhausted.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know what he got checked for. I don't know. If he ever wants to call me, he can. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
You know. You know, I kind of live the same kind of life he does.
Yeah,
I work a lot. And, I mean, his kids are younger, but
right.
I don't know. If he ever wants to talk to me, I don't know. You know, my side effects was I was always tired.
Yeah,
my heart would start racing, Sarah.
Oh.
Racing, like, go to 135 beats.
Oh my God.
Or 10 or something. That's what you should be in the 70s.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have another friend that has, you know, heart issues, and it's because his heart rate's too slow, so they had to give him something to increase the rate of his heart.
Oh,
his heartbeat, you know, to
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all Eliquis is, Sarah, is a blood thinner.
Right.
All it is.
Right.
To prevent strokes.
Mm.
That's all. I'm there if you ever want to talk to me, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so. Let's get back to this other stuff.
Yeah.
Did I just stress you out?
Oh, no, I've been like this all day. Yes, all right. For sure, it's been a day, but that's okay.
The carrot
yeah.
is 99.9% sure.
The new one I sent.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
The 253 is coming back.
Okay. You got two 250s. Do you have an ISI 2?
No, I got 253 and a 250.
Yeah.
I got a 253 and a 250.
Yes, exactly.
I'm
yes.
showing someone else the 250 Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And Michelle's going to get the 253 out tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
What else? That's all I have to report.
Okay. I know you were working some, what were they, tennis bracelets I sent you back in April?
Yeah,
I don't know if that
yeah.
ever.
She's supposed to be coming in again Saturday.
Okay.
I told her
no
she didn't
problem.
Come in Saturday. The deal was off.
Okay.
And I think you can't send it yet. I think I need a 5.5 carat lab straight line tennis bracelet.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
And I need they put everything away and I'm in my office. And
okay.
I need another day.
Okay. No problem.
But I'm gonna need that.
Okay.
I just don't know what size they sold.
Okay.
And there's something else I needed, Sarah, and I'm a little brain dead. Oh,
that's fine.
Can you tell me what a pair of trapezoids a half carat?
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you need me to find you trapezoids? I texted you a while ago. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a second. About trapezoids. I'm just finding the text bobbles. Hang on a minute. What did we have? Okay, so I had, at this time, I don't know if I still, I got to make sure they're available, 99 total weight match traps for $45.50.
I'm going to let you know on this, is it all right I text you Saturday?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right, so yeah, 1 carat is...
99, but yeah, 1 carat total weight. This was back in April, though. I mean, if you want me to find out tomorrow exactly what's available, I can do that. Want me to do that?
You got to text me.
Okay, all right. Match traps, were they brilliant or not brilliant? I don't remember.
I don't want step cut.
So you want brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So 1 total weight. Okay, I'll find out, and then tomorrow I'll text you the price and everything.
Yeah, and hopefully I can
okay.
let you know on the tennis bracelet tomorrow, and you're going to send me those labs. Sarah, can I just tell you something about these labs? Not these labs. Can I just tell you something about the graduated tennis necklaces? I'm doing an Instagram tomorrow morning. Maybe
oh, are
tonight.
You? Really?
They don't spin. They don't flip.
Oh.
The graduated ones don't. Flip, Sarah.
Huh.
I
didn't know that.
I tried one on today to Monet.
Yeah.
I tried one, the lady that bought one put it on. She was dancing in the store.
Huh.
It didn't fucking move.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm not lying to you.
No, I believe
I'm just
you.
Saying, use it to customers.
Yeah,
you know
I will
mean?
Have to. That's true. Yeah. Because people have been going with the straight, and they complain sometimes because it does flip, obviously.
I spent more time having to shorten them and this and
mm-hmm.
them. Such a
yeah.
pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Get it to the right length so that it doesn't flip. I know.
Sarah, it's
yeah.
painful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just a...
Okay,
just
well,
a,
thank
a,
you.
Yeah, you never know.
You never
know.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Very good. So, yeah, I
right.
will get an exact on
that's
the next draft. Okay, perfect. Thank
but
you, Tony.
Sarah,
yes.
I'm telling
yes.
you, but I know you. You get too aggressive for me.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
The ring is sold, but I don't want to tell you that yet.
It's fine. When you tell me,
okay,
I'll do it. No problem.
But you're not getting it back. So you research. You know, I'm a little slow, but I don't waste your time.
I know that. You're
a little slow.
Problem. You're fine. Why? I don't have a problem. Why do you think I don't have no problem?
I never said you did.
Oh.
Is that your guilt?
Okay. Yeah, it must be.
All right.
So I will message you tomorrow on the traps on how
yeah,
much
and, I gotta send,
and what's available.
I'm going to send Lenny the check.
Yes.
Either late tonight or
okay.
Saturday morning for the graduated one. And then
okay.
Monday I got to send something to my account. I'm not behind. $1,500.
Okay.
And,
no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. Bye, Tony. Bye.